questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRibe English Radio, Call of Islam page. This is Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio is a guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Hujjatul Islam Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Karimi, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
So in a series of the programs on Islamic beliefs, especially related to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the story of Karbala on the day of Ashura, today we want to talk about the first ayah of Surah Maryam, as we can say we have here and there in some of the interpretations that ayah, the first ayah of Surah Maryam, which is Hunuf al-Muqatta'a, Kaf Ha Ya Ain Sad, refers to the story of Karbala and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Do you prove this point or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you mentioned, there are some of the verses, some of the chapters in the Noble Book of Quran which begin with Huruf al-Muqatta'a, or the broken letters. And according to many scholars, these are the verses which we call the ayat mutashabahat, the ambiguous verses which need explanation or, a deep interpretation. Now, when it comes to the first verse of chapter Maryam, the verse begins with A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Kaf ha ya ayn sad, and there are some narrations which regard this verse related to the story of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And of course, we know that for Huruf Muqatta'a, there are many interpretations and many philosophies why we have these verses in the Noble Book of Quran. And we believe that many narrations tell us about different understandings of these verses.
Yes.
Now, those narrations which relate this verse to the story of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, believe that, according to that narration, Kaf in this verse is referring to Karbala, is the first letter of Karbala.
Okay.
Ha is referring to Halak, which means the perishment or the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family members. Ya is referring to Yazid, the killer, and the oppressive ruler of the time. Ayn is referring to Atash, or the thirst, which is one of the sufferings of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family members and companions on the day of Ashura. And finally, Saad is referring to Sabr, or patience, of the Imam and his family members and companions. So there are some narrations in this regard, which are quoted mainly in three books. In Kamaluddin by Sheikh al-Saduq, in Manaqib al-Abi Talib by Ibn Shahr Ashub, and the book Dala'il al-Imama by Tabari. Now, there is a long narration which contain, this content. And for example, according to Sheikh al-Saduq and Tabari, Sa'd ibn Abdullah al-Ash'ari al-Qummi,
yes,
who was contemporary to Imam al-Haskari alayhi salam, he, comes to Imam al-Askari alayhi salam with one of his friends to ask for some questions. And this is a detailed narration,
yes,
in which they ask some questions from the Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. And one of the questions is about Kaf Ha Ya Ain Sad. And the Imam, in this case, Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, asks Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, to answer the question. And what I mentioned about the interpretation of this verse and how is it related to Karbala is mentioned, yes, according to this narration by Imam Mahdi I mean, alayhi salam, and may Allah hasten his reappearance.
So as you said, only in three cases we can find such commentary on this verse of the Holy Quran. So what about these three cases and the narrations that you mentioned? Are they authentic or not?
Yeah, when it comes to this narration and whether this is an authentic narration, first of all, we, like any other narration, we need to examine the chain of the narration, and second of all, the content.
Okay.
When it comes to the chain, of course, we need to know that this narration is not mentioned by many great books of interpretation of the Quran,
yes,
by both Shia and Sunni scholars. For example, we cannot find it in Tafsir al-Qummi, Tafsir Furat Kufi, Tafsir Ayyashi, At-Tibyan, Majma' al-Bayan, and many other famous books of interpretation.
Yes.
As for the chain of the narration, the point is that in all these three books, which I mentioned, Kamal al-Din, Manaqib by Ibn Shahrashub, and Dalail al-Imama, there are, some chains of the narrations, none of which is authentic. For example, when it comes to the narration as mentioned in Kamal al-Din, we have a person called Abu al-Abbas Ahmad ibn Isa, who is majhul, he is unknown.
Yes.
Also Ahmad ibn Tahir al-Qummi, he is also unknown. Muhammad ibn Bahr ibn Sahl al-Shaybani, according to some scholars, he is a weak narrator of narration. Ahmad ibn Masrur is unknown. So this narration in the book Kamal al-Din is absolutely weak, and
right,
we cannot rely on it.
Okay.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
The same is true about the narration as mentioned by Ibn Shahr Ashub in his Al-Manaqib. Some of the narrators are not thiqa and trustworthy.
Okay.
And also the narration as mentioned in Dalail al-Imama includes some narrators who are not thiqa.
That's right.
So the point is that this narration is rejected because of the chain of the narration.
Yes.
None of the chains of the narration are or is authentic, and we cannot rely on it.
Can we at all give an authentic commentary on Huruf al-Muqatta of the Holy Quran? I mean, the other Huruf al-Muqatta of the other verses.
Yeah, when...
For sure, these are the abbreviated formats of these words.
Yeah.
Does it happen?
Sure. In some cases, as I mentioned, first of all, there are different philosophies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are different theories for the philosophy of Huruf al-Muqatta. For
yes.
example, some scholars believe that we have Alif Lam Mim at the beginning of chapter mm-hmm. Baqarah just to tell the people that the Quran is consisting of these letters. This
okay.
is one philosophy.
Yes.
But the other theory is that, no, these broken letters, they refer to very profound meanings
mm-hmm.
that we cannot understand without referring to the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt,
okay.
alayhi wa salam.
Right.
And for many cases, in the Noble Book of Quran, the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt explain to us the interpretation and the meaning of these broken letters. But what matters is that whether that narration is authentic or not. So in our case, we need to, as I mentioned, first of all, examine the chain of the
yes.
narration. And as I mentioned, the chain is weak. So we cannot rely on this narration according to the rules of Ar-Rijal.
And in the whole Quran, only this ayah of Surah Maryam refers to the story of Karbala. What is famous, isn't it? Not the other Huruf al-Muqatta or ayahs.
Regarding Huruf al-Muqatta,
yes.
yes, but there
okay.
are some other verses
references.
Which refer to the story of Imam Hussein.
Okay. Okay.
For example, the last verses of chapter Fajr
yes.
are famous to be about the Imam himself.
Okay.
Now, more important than the chain is the content of this narration. There are some points, because as I mentioned, this is rather a lengthy narration.
Yes.
There are a couple of questions and answers, and some of the points mentioned in this narration are not correct.
Yes.
For example, in one part of this narration, it is mentioned that when Sa'd ibn Abdullah al-Ash'ari goes to Imam al-Askari, alayhi salam, he says that there was a golden, he explains as follows. He says that I found a golden pomegranate
yes.
in front of the Imam.
Okay.
And it was given to him by the nobles of Basra.
Mm-hmm.
So first, and Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam was playing with that. We know that this is not true based on our understanding about the Imam of the Ahl Bayt. To imagine that an infallible Imam, Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, he has received such a gift, a golden yes. pomegranate, and another infallible Imam, like Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, is playing with that. So. This is a weak point in the content of the narration.
Okay.
In another part, we read that Imam al-Askari alayhi salam wanted to answer the questions, but in some cases, Imam al-Askari alayhi salam is bothering his father and preventing him from answering the questions. This is another problem. It is against our understanding of the Imams.
Yes.
And although, I mean, the narration says that some of the questions are answered by Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, which is a kind of miracle for the Imam. So at the same time, he says that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam somehow bothers his father to answer the questions.
That's right.
There are a couple of points regarding some of the verses of the Quran which are explained by Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, for example, regarding Fahisha Mubayyana in the Noble Book of Quran, or regarding Fakhlah Na'alayk in the Kabil Wad al-Muqaddas al-Tuwa. The answers of the Imam, according to this narration, are not correct. So we cannot, yes. rely on the content. And more yes. importantly, when it comes to these broken letters, this narration says that Ha is referring to Halak, Halakul Itra. And we know that halak has a very negative connotation. And yes. usually in the Noble Book of Quran, this word is referring to the perishment of bad people.
Bad people,
of bad yes. peoples also. So it is very unlikely for an imam to use the same word, halak, yes. to refer to the progeny of the Prophet, yes. the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So
usually the enemies of Allah and prophets are used by this word. For example, exactly. they are removed from,
yeah.
or for example, the heirs or thumbs in line, that halak is used for them. Okay.
So
it cannot refer to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Because of the fact that this narration is rejected because mm-hmm. of the chain and also because of the
yes.
content, so we cannot claim that this verse is referring to the story of Karbala, and this narration is right. an authentic narration. Okay.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for explanation on the first ayah of Surah Maryam, whether it refers to the story of Karbala of Imam al-Hussein or Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. All in all, we could say that maybe the most ambiguous, or it's better to say the most misunderstood part of the Holy Quran till now are the huruf al-Muqatta'a. It needs really a divine knowledge, which yeah. is in the hands of Imam Asha Jalallah. We hope that by his reappearance, all the believers and all the truth seekers across the world find the answers to the questions, especially about Huruf al-Muqatta'a of the Holy Quran. There are much secret in these, we can say, ayahs of the Holy Quran, and so many researchers dedicated the time to that, but it needs a divine knowledge which is in the hands of Imam As. Thank you very much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. To listen to our other episodes and to download them for free, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن
القرآن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن.